Hang Zubing is visiting his mother in a hospice in China. He visits her here every day, but he still blames himself for not taking better care of her. In China, when you take care of a parent, you take care of him or her in your home, and you take care of them until they die, he says. We call this filial piety. If you put a parent in an old age home, many people consider this unfilial. But we have no choice. Hang says he tried to take care of his mother at home, but the caregivers he hired all quit. Hang admits he's struggling to reconcile his obligations to his mother versus those to society. In fact, in the Asian culture where it's expected you take care of your elders, a revised elderly rights law mandates grown children in China must visit their parents or potentially face fines or jail. With growing opportunities and jobs that people now travel for, well, it's becoming less and less possible to follow cultural traditions. The AARP report, The Aging of the Baby Boom and the Growing Care Gap, reveals that the supply of family caregivers is unlikely to keep pace with future demand. In 2010, the caregiver support ratio was more than 7 potential caregivers for every person 80 plus. By 2030, it will decline sharply to 4-to-1, then less than 3-to-1 in 2050. I will be in my 90s, hopefully, by then, and my kids will be anywhere from 63 to 73 years old. More than 2/3 of Americans believe that they will be able to rely on their families to meet their needs when they require help. My fellow boomers are in for a rude awakening. We need to take action now for our elder care. Breathe in and out. Take one step today. Have a conversation about caring for elders with your children and grandchildren. Pick one person, the responsible son or daughter. Talk about what you are going through in caring for your loved one, and that you want to talk about this now so that everyone is prepared and there is agreement on what kind of elder care your family expects you to have. Documenting that will come later, but for now, start the conversation. Every day, we need to learn a lesson from our caregiving journey that we can apply to ourselves. We don't want to be caught in the group Paramore's song, Ain't It Fun, which states, don't go crying to your mama, 'cause you're on your own in the real world. We need to be self-reliant for sure, but maybe we need more of the Beatles. I get by with little help from my friends, little help from my friends.